Now, what's going on with the ECOG trial of our maintenance?
The resort trial is open and it's accruing patients. My understanding is it's actually accruing pretty well. So for the early stage patients, we're going to have an answer. It's a very interesting trial because patients are getting standard rituximab induction 4 weeks, and then they're randomly assigned to either receive a dose of rituximab every 3 months, well, what's planned forever or until progression, which is interesting because most of the maintenance studies have stopped after either 8 months or 2 years, but not gone on indefinitely. And then the other arm gets rituximab if it's necessary when there's progression. And then the question is, how long can you maintain sensitivity and response to rituximab? The other important trial that's addressing the maintenance question in indolent lymphoma, because the resort trial is for indolent lymphoma, is a European study that's looking at rituximab and chemotherapy induction as first treatment, because the HOVON trial and the German trial were both in first relapse. So it's by country, they can choose an induction regimen. So R something, it could be RCVP or R chemo, and then patients are being randomized to receive rituximab maintenance or not on the ERTC schedule, which is the once every 3 months for 2 years. And that trial has accrued very rapidly. It has a large number of patients. I don't know exactly when we're going to see the results. I'm hoping that we'll see them by ASH of 2007, but maybe Lugano in 2008. And I know that recently they increased the sample size so that they can actually get a little bit more information regarding any interaction between the specific induction regimen and the maintenance.
Any concerns about putting patients on studies when you've already seen the benefit of our maintenance?
Well, as I said, you know, we haven't proven the overall survival advantage. It's trending in the right way. And in reality, we're doing a lot of extrapolation. The two best data sets regarding maintenance are both in relapse and refractory patients. Now, many of us in the field, including myself, think that it's reasonable to extrapolate that data to the initial therapy setting because one of the requirements for both of the studies were that the patients were rituximab naive. So we're not taking a previously treated patient population with lots of rituximab, and then we got the results from the HOVON and German trials. These were patients who, for the most part, had had one, sometimes two prior regimens, but never including rituximab. So the purist would say, we do really want to know whether after initial rituximab chemotherapy, the maintenance benefit still holds up. And I think that's a fair and appropriate question, but I don't think it's an inappropriate recommendation for patients to participate in these trials and to get the correct answer rather than an extrapolation from a different patient population.